So I'm looking at a grave here, a man who died in 1975 at the age of 27. A girl who died in 1989 at the age of 19.
Dr. Nancy Iverson grew up in South Dakota and later worked at the state's Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, where she became increasingly troubled by the gravestones she saw.
Pine Ridge has the lowest life expectancy in the Western Hemisphere, except for Haiti.
Years later, Iverson found herself living and working in San Francisco and developing a passion for swimming in the chilly, often unforgiving bay. Hoping to empower the Pine Ridge Lakota who'd stayed in her heart, she began arranging for them to travel to the Bay Area, undergo 6 days of training while learning about healthy living, and then make the grueling 1.2 miles swim from Alcatraz to San Francisco.
The least it's taken is just under an hour, and for some of the swimmers, it's taken up to an hour and 50 minutes.
Over the past 7 years, through Iverson's nonprofit PathStar program, more than two dozen Pine Ridge and other American Indians have done the swim, and Iverson, wanting to share their inspiring stories, decided to make a documentary about the project.
I am so tremendously proud of each participant. I want them witnessed over and over again as much as possible. It's extraordinary what each one of them did.
Iverson's film, From the Badlands to Alcatraz, premiered last year and is now finding a home at film festivals across the country. To learn more about the PathStar program, check out the news link section at kcbs.com. Jeff Bell, KCBS.